there's too many people in the studio. There's more people here than there were at the City Diner yesterday in North Ridgeville when they had those tables here. But I guess we kind of like that. A lot of excitement this morning because it's kind of the culmination of a project that goes through the entire football season, the Points for Charity. WEOL Mike Bass Ford Points for Charity, benefiting the United Way of Greater Lorain County. And today is the day where we kind of see how it all turned out this year. And also joining us, we have Ryan Aroney from the United Way. Good morning. Jim Bass from Mike Bass Ford. And trying to find, I know Tim Alcorn is out here somewhere. Tim, are you there too?
Can't be that hard.
By the way,
I mean, I'm right here.
All right. I can see you. I just have to make sure I can hear you. I'm not Cam Brown, you know. I don't know where you come in on during your Saturday morning because you're sitting in the seats over there. But football season just ended, I guess, for the state of Ohio not too long ago. It was, last weekend, I believe, was the final for the entire the football season.
Yeah, the state championships were played last weekend, and of course, Lorain County was represented through the regional final with the Midview Middies. Quite a run they had, and of course, it was a great year for Lorain County High School football. We had six Lorain County teams that advanced to the playoffs. I don't think that had ever happened before. And obviously, that added a lot of excitement to our postseason coverage, but the regular season was just as exciting as well. So it was fun. Now, I'm never sad to see it end because by the time you get to the end, you're out there in the howling winds and the blowing snow and the frigid temperatures. So I can't say that I shed tears when the football season comes to an end. But that being said, it was a fun season. It was a lot of fun for the quality of play and the great teams that we had in the area.
And anybody who tuned into our different broadcasts, not only on WEOL but WEOL.com, the here every time a touchdown or a field goal or a turnover takes place, you say that there's more money in the coffers for United Way, thanks to Mike Bass for the Points for Charity.
Yes, we've been doing this for a few years now, and again, a huge thank you to Jim Bass and the folks over at Mike Bass Ford. I presented them with this concept a few years ago when I got involved with the United Way through Ryan Aroney, and it really has become that classic win-win-win for everybody involved. I don't want to speak for Jim or Ryan, but obviously here on the WEOL side, it just adds a little bit more to those broadcasts because we truly do. We get excited when there's a touchdown or something really big happens, and we know not only does it affect the play on the field, but it's aiding and it's impacting people in Lorain County through the Points for Charity and Mike Bass Ford. It's a classic win-win. Like I said, I don't want to speak for our two guests, but I love it, and obviously with my connection with the United Way this year, being campaign chairman, and it just added a little bit more to the broadcast.
Well, Jim, you know, it's another sort of a fun way to make kind of a donation to a charity that you really stand behind, right?
It is. For years, my dad first started being involved with United Way when he opened the dealership back in 1977, and every single year we've done something with United Way.
And, of course, the Points for Charity, you never know what the total is going to be with the different way this, as they call it, the spread offense. Tim, am I speaking in the right
term?
There
you go. Yeah.
Cause more of the touchdowns to take place, and you have teams scoring, you know, four, five, six touchdowns throughout the season. Ryan, this is a really, another way that not only does it get the money to it, but there's always a mention of the United Way. It kind of keeps your name in front of the public as well.
Oh, yeah. It's great. As Tim said, it's really a win-win-win. And it's a fun way. We work together anyways with Mike Bass Ford and with WEOL and United Way. This was really a fun way to tie all of that together and to include the community into the work that we're doing. But, yeah, like you said, every Friday the community rallies behind their teams that are playing, and they get to hear about United Way. And it's just a really fun and exciting way to keep our name out there.
Tim, I see that points were donated for touchdowns, field goals, turnovers. How about safeties?
You know, I heard you talking about that on the drive-in this morning, and we had a safety or two during the playoff run, and I don't recall having that during the regular season. So, if Jim and Ryan don't mind, I think I threw that into the turnover category because Jim, when we came up with this concept a few years ago, Jim said, you know, we have to do something for the defense. It just can't be about touchdowns and field goals. It was actually Jim's idea to come up with a donation if the defense makes makes a big play. Now that may have had something to do with his son playing on the defensive side of the ball.
Exactly. Trying to encourage him to get a pick six.
Well, that's a double one, right?
That's a big one. Yes, that's we really get excited about pick sixes. But, no, and so on the safety, I thought, well, that's a huge defensive play. I'll put it in the same category as a turnover. So that's how we actually ended up doing the safeties.
Well, we brought you guys in this morning. Because of this is kind of the call. They had to go through all the accountants and probably all the people and verifying the numbers and looking at the stats. And I don't know if Elias Sports Bureau is involved in this or not, or maybe that's still a little bit too out of our league or OHSAA. But this morning, I guess, is when we kind of find out the benefit of this. So what came out of this?
Yeah, this is really evolving into a bit of a holiday tradition for us. So we're having a lot of fun doing this. But yeah, this really just is another way for us to strengthen our partnership with both WEOL and Mike Bass Ford, and Jim and the Bass family have been so great to us over the years. And this allows United Way to continue doing the work that we're doing right here in Lorain County. We're a local organization. We benefit people and families that are right here in our community. So this allows us to do that, to continue to lead and bring together these community collaboratives that are really helping working families who are living in poverty get to the resources that they need to get over that hump. So, again, a fun way to bring to light some of the challenges that are in our community and how people can get involved to help our neighbors prosper. And that's really what we're all about.
Well, let's do a little presentation here. I got a drum roll here if anybody wants to find out the total. Last year, I think it was over the $4,000 mark. So what did this year's Points for Charity bring us this year?
This year was $5,355.
Wow. Woo! Yeah!
That's amazing.
And a congratulations to all the high school players who participated, maybe unknowingly, into the Points for Charity.
We thank them as well. Yes, we do.
It's all part of that, too, and it sort of gives them a little bit of insight into, you know, how charity works and how you can help out other people in different ways, not only if you can make a donation, but volunteering or being a part of the process, which is what you do at United Way with all sorts of different ways of people helping out.
You're absolutely right. We're known a little bit as you know, people being able to donate to us. And of course, that's important, and we truly appreciate that. But we're so much more than that. And volunteering is a key piece of what we do. We have the Lorain County Volunteer Connection based out of our office in Lorain County. And we really connect people to volunteer projects that match their interests. We have ongoing projects throughout Lorain County. And currently, one of the projects we're working on is our Free Tax Prep Coalition, so people can sign up to become certified VITA volunteers to help people do their tax returns for free and also qualify them for an earned income tax credit to bring more money home to Lorain County and for those low and moderate income families. So if people are interested, they can check out our website, uwlorainecounty.org, sign up for that or any other projects that they might be interested in.
And I know you've also been going around the communities and working with getting the workplace donations as well, but you're coming to the end of a year, so for tax purposes, you're always going to put a call out for people if they want to make a donation. It helps out that way too.
Absolutely, and this is a busy time of year for us because of that, so we're spread out all over the community right now. And again, the uwlorainecounty.org website, you could always call our office, 277-6530, and we'll answer any questions you have and help you give back to the community however best fits your way of giving back.
And every year when we talk to these guys, I've got to ask, Jim, what's new? What about that 2015 Ford Mustang?
You know, I knew you were going to ask about a Mustang because you're a fast sports car type of guy. So I actually brought a set of keys. Normally it takes me 10 minutes to get here, but today in the Mustang.
So they're in the showroom.
They're in the showroom, and it's really a terrific car. Ford has decided to redesign the new Mustang and make it a world car. So in addition to being available in North America, it's going to be available in 120 countries all around the world, and it'll be built right here in the United States.
And you've had orders for some time, right?
Oh, we have. We definitely have. We have several orders yet to come in. And besides the new Mustang, there's an all-new F-150 with an aluminum body. There's a new Ford Edge that'll be coming out, not out yet, but January or February. And like the Mustang, it'll be shipped to 120 different countries around the world. And starting in January, we're also going to see a new 2015 Focus. So it'll be redesigned from the what we have currently.
Jim, if you would.
I've got a 2000. I've got a 2004 Ford Focus. It might be time to upgrade.
I was going to say, I think you need to make a trip to Mike Bass Ford. I want you to share with Craig and Bruce and with the WEOL listeners the story you shared with me this morning before we came out live on the air. Come on, Jim, share that story.
Okay. Well, my wife and I were coming back on a Friday evening. We were listening to WEOL, of course, one of the Friday night football games, and we had just had dinner in Avon, so we're coming back to Mike Bass Ford. My wife and I, we both work there, and somebody scores a touchdown. And all of a sudden, Tim starts talking about Mike Bass Ford, and you had just been there. We had the kickoff campaign for United Way for the season, and I got favorable comments from my wife, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, she doesn't say nice things about anybody.
I just love that story.
That's good.
You know, high school football, it gets positive comments from the spouse. That's a good
exactly
thing.
Right.
Brings people together all the time as well. Well, we're glad we were able to bring you together this morning to present the check and the benefits of the United Way, and it's another fun way we like to participate in the community. Again, Ryan Aroney with United Way and Jim Bass with Mike Bass Ford. Thanks for stopping in. And maybe look forward to another season of Points for Charity as we continue on here with the support of great things in the community. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Jim,
Bruce.
Ryan, we appreciate it. Thank you.